I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B. Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my whole girl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all ride in the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
Listen to that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group. And I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Hello and welcome to Chocolate City Radio. Tonight is Wild Out Fridays, and tonight is like we catch up on everything that has happened in the week, the latest gossip and everything that's going on and whatnot. And tonight's show is going to be interesting because everybody in the world, unless you just blind, deaf, and dumb, has been tuning in to the Trayvon Martin trial. I have tried my best to catch it every day, and I favorite the tweets. Zimmerman, here I go again. Zimmerman on 9 with being able to follow his the tweets of the trial and what's going on and whatnot. And I actually have to say I'm really tripping off of the trial. Because it's like so much stuff that I really didn't know, I haven't been paying attention to, but, you know, I'm informed now, so that's all that matters. And it's just interesting how everything is coming to play. So, you know, it's a lot of other things going on in the entertainment world. We're going to spend a lot of time talking about the Trayvon Martin trial. We're going to talk about, you know, Fat Joe going to jail for 4 months for tax evasion. Yo, like on some real shit, it does not matter how big you are and everything like that. You still got to pay your fucking taxes. These people ain't playing with you. Like, pay your fucking taxes. Like, that be like the one thing that bring motherfuckers down. even drug dealers. If you are doing some illegal shit, right, and you're not paying your and you don't pay taxes, that's how you get fucked up. So what I suggest you do is go ahead and, like, say for instance you get a fucking business, and okay, you get a business and you start paying your taxes. So let's say for instance you sell weed. It's going to be the fucking, whatever the name of your weed company is. Like, let's just say Pam's Nursery, right? So let's say, for instance, I'm selling Kush, Purple Hay, Strawberry, whatever, 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 OG Kush, whatever, right? I'm going to name my plants. And then when I name my plants, you know, my nursery, I'm going to put down how much I'm making, and then I'm going to pay my quarterly taxes on that. So Lord forbid I ever get hemmed up, guess what? I already paid my taxes, and it's not too much that they can do to me, because they accepted my tax payment. Even though it's criminal activity, I still paid my taxes. And I don't know how it is in other states, but if you have sales stamps, sales tax stamps in your car, if you ever get hemmed up for a drug charge and you have those in your car, then you can't get charged state tax. Yeah, I know, right? That's kind of crazy. So I'm already experiencing fucking technical difficulties with my damn computer again. I'm going to take this computer tomorrow, have it completely wiped. I'm going to back it up, have it completely wiped, and have my Windows reloaded, because that's what seems to be the problem, is my Windows. But, you know, I can't play my music right now because I have to start all fucking over. So you guys, y'all are going to have to bear with me. I'm going to go get my other laptop and see what happens with that, because this is like some bullshit. And then it's like I can't go into safe mode because it doesn't show me all the screens that I need to be able to function properly. So this is like a pain in my ass or whatever. So now, like I said, in the drug game, that's how a lot of people get fucked up, because when you get caught, you got to pay taxes on everything that you got busted with. Then they're going to try to go back and hit you with some old back taxes and all this other shit. But if you go ahead, start a business, get your EIN, and you paying them taxes quarterly, they can't fuck with you, because guess what? They accepted your money. And when they accept your money, you good. Because you sat there and you put it in their face. Yo, what the fuck do you think this is? Pam's Nursery. Fucking OG Kush, Purple Haze, Cotton Candy, Sour Diesel, White Widow. These are the products that I was fucking selling and paying taxes on, my niggas. So what the fuck? And you know the feds will probably try to come at you on some other shit. But, I mean, you already prepared for it. And a good lawyer tell you, okay, that's half the battle right there. You did what the hell you supposed to. You were smart. You paid the taxes. So all they can tax you is on what they may have caught you with right then. But at the end of the year, remember, when you pay your quarterly taxes, you file a tax refund. You file your tax return at the beginning of the year, and you may get money back to you. So then they just take that. But it just trips me out how all these artists sit here and y'all make millions of dollars and y'all feel like y'all don't got to pay taxes on it. They going to get you one way or the other. And honestly, to be honest with you, the court system is tired of fucking celebrities trying to fucking get over because they're famous. I think they're making more of an example out of y'all than they are of small people. And honestly, I sit back and I laugh because I think that shit is hilarious, because y'all know fucking better. You know what I'm saying? Y'all let that money fuck y'all up. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, pay your motherfucking taxes. Then you will not go to jail. You will not have to go straight to jail. Do not pass go. Do not collect your $200. They're not playing with y'all. So that's that. Then I heard that the suspect that shot Lil Snoop turned himself in. That's a good thing. He probably had a guilty conscience, and, you know, it probably weighed heavily on him, and he felt the need that was something that he needed to do. So, you know, my prayers go out to listeners, family. It's never hard when you lose a loved one. Trust me. I've lost somebody close to me every year since 2010. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, just keep people lifted in prayer. Say a prayer before you walk out your house. Say a prayer when you get in your car. Pray that you make it to and from your destination safely, and everybody that you care about. And, you know, let's try to make the world a little bit better. I'm not saying it's going to always be better, but just a little bit better. So my computer has come back up. I'm going to try to log back on again. And then if this don't work, I'm going to get my other laptop, and then we're going to go ahead and start getting into some other shit. Okay, everybody knows I'm about to start a real job now. So Chocolate City Radio will be having some schedule adjustments. It was going to be a mid-morning show, but now I'm just going to do, from 11 to 1, at least try that, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m., and see how that goes. So, you know, just bear with me on that, and everything should be good. I'm excited. So we'll still have the same days. You know, we're just going to go back, an hour and a half, so to speak. So what I'm going to do is open up the chat room, get this popping, and then while I'm able to do what I'm doing, I'm going to go ahead and play some music, and we just going to chill, and then we're going to come back and we're going to get into the Trayvon Martin trial and everything, okay? So here we go. Can't make it, then we're going to do Can't Style Me Up, and then I'll think about the next one.
My grandma told me, baby, you could be the major. Didn't become the mayor, but now I'm living major. I take care of myself, but she still sending up a prayer. Shit, she know this game I'm playing. It's no truth or death. She know I'm riding through these bumpy roads without a spell. She know this life I'm living. She lets me know she care. See how you looking towards your future, it ain't nothing there. She tell me cherish every moment, baby, why you here? I say I'm focused on this cash, mom, my vision's clear. I never stay stuck on the past when the present's here. I'm trying to get through all this traffic, but I'm stuck in here. Sometimes I feel like I can't make it. But nobody wants to save me. Like I'm in the room for the angels and I'm saving. My daddy wasn't around, so my mama had to raise me. And while I put my girl through all this stress, it's not fair. Everybody took the elevator, I'm on the stairs. And my kids deserve the best, I expect nothing less. Every time they take a breath, I feel it in my chest. And while I try to make it work, something keep breaking necks. My son's mother living foul, she deserve a check. My niggas take a bullet for me, they deserve a vest. And every time I wake up, I just feel like this. Sometimes I feel like I can't make it.
Make you without.
Can't make you without.
Can't make you without.
Can't make you without.
what's going on with Can't Style Me Up. Let's see. Oh, my goodness. He ain't getting no damn music to play. Let's see. What's going on here? I have the worst luck when it comes to doing this damn show right now. I'm about to be fucking frustrated and be like, fuck it. Like, for real. And it be my damn laptop. I know y'all don't want to hear that shit. I don't want to hear that shit. But, hey, something got to give. So I'm refreshing to see what the hell is going on. I'm waiting for Mozilla to come up. Let me try a fucking Internet Exploder. So, I think today was day 15 of the Trayvon Martin, the George Zimmerman trial. I keep saying the Trayvon Martin trial. And the reason why I say that is because they're fighting for justice for Trayvon. George Zimmerman is on trial for shooting an innocent kid that had Arizona iced tea and Skittles in his pocket coming back from 7-Eleven, and he looks suspicious. But what is amazing to me is George Zimmerman was always looking for something because they played back his calls this week of the many times he called 911 to report suspicious behavior and everything like that. My question to him is, why the fuck didn't you just join the police force? Like, if you were so gung-ho to be a cop, why the fuck didn't you just become a cop? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, being on community watch and everything like that. It was like you always, like, from the calls, you were just looking for a reason to do something. And they said that you practice MMA, that type of workout and everything like that. So to me, I feel like you was a time bomb just waiting for the right slash wrong moment to go off and make your move and do something. Community watch does not mean you harass kids that are walking from a 7-Eleven store and getting caught in the rain and taking shortcuts home. It does not give you the right to harass them or whatever it is, you know, you did. That it doesn't give you, you don't get that. You know what I'm saying? So, you always called in talking about black people looking suspicious in the neighborhood because your neighbors leaving their garages open and y'all having burglaries and everything like that. I'm all for community watch. Believe me, I am. It comes in handy. You know, you see something out of place, or you see something going down, by all means, you call 911. But when you have a 911 operator telling you to stand down, do not do anything, the police is on the way, and you still choose to do what the hell you're going to do, then whatever the fuck happened, you deserve that. You know what I'm saying? You did what the hell you wanted to do. Fuck what the police told you. You was just all hell-bent on doing what the fuck you wanted to do. So now your dumb ass is on fucking trial for your life for killing an innocent teenager. You know? So to me, it's like you get what the hell you asked for. So, you know, it just, I feel bad for his family, especially sitting in the sitting in the courtroom and having to relive that. You know what I'm saying? It's really crazy because now it's like, what the hell happened? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're sitting here and day in, day out, you're hearing everything that's going on with your child. And it's like, wow, it's like you're reliving it all over. But you have to do this because you're looking for justice. Oh, okay, we have an 818-9798. You're live on the air.
Oh, for real? So you don't know who I am now?
When it comes to on this switchboard, I can't. Like, in my phone, yes. But on the switchboard, no.
Oh, okay. I feel bad now. Now it's 818, so you know it's Cali, so therefore you should know who I am.
You know what? I'm going to put it to you like this. You haven't called in a while, and we haven't talked in a while, and Blog Talk got hacked, so calls come from everywhere. How my baby doing? I miss you.
Hey, I miss you too. How you been?
I'm doing good.
Oh, man.
I'm doing good.
Call to check in on the show, man, and, you know what I mean, say what's up and everybody, how everybody doing. You know, I'm getting ready to turn up, you know what I mean, out here in L.A., you know, it's BET weekend, so, you know, I'm about to get turned, we're getting turned up right now as we talk.
You always getting turned up.
Man, what's good, Chalk? How's everything?
Everything is good. I mean, I can't even complain. Like, it's crazy because I'm interviewing so many different artists, and then I'm, like, actually meeting them, and they're, like, so funny because it's, like, they look at me and be like, oh, my God, I finally meet you. And I'm looking at them like, oh, I finally meet you. And they be like, you so fucking crazy. You so tiny. You talk more shit than a little bit. And I'm like, yeah, but you're big things come in little packages, and they'd be like, yeah, it does. So it's just amazing that I actually get to meet the people that have been on my show. And then this week I officially started writing my book. So I'm really, really excited about that.
How's the mixtape going?
Oh, man, the mixtape, March Madness did great numbers. I'm actually about to do Summer Jam.
Okay.
And that one is going to be R&B and hip-hop/rap all on the same track. So if you're an R&B singer and you got a rapper on the hook, I took it. If you're a rapper and you got an R&B singer on the hook, I took it.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to set something up. I'm going to have to just, you know what I mean, send you some stuff and you let me know what you think. I'll email it to you. You know, I can't sing. I wish I could sing.
That will work because I am like about to I'm about to go ahead and go into the studio and start working on my drops and everything. And it's crazy because I have the lead singer from Pretty Ricky on there. I have Espy on there. I have 50 Tyson is on here. I have Pauly Bronson out of Detroit on there. And I think if I can get them to submit it before I send everything to the DJ, he starts putting it together, Trick and Diesel from Detroit will be on there. I don't really have anybody out of Cali, I don't think. I have a couple of other artists. I'm not really sure their location, but I have Cloud9 Boys out of Pensacola, Florida, and their energy is like fucking crazy. Like, I'm really excited about this mixtape, and then when I go into the studio to do my drops and record it, I'm going to be drinking Sky Vodka. So Sky Vodka don't know it, but they're about to be like my official liquor for the mixtape. So that might open up some doors for me and Sky Vodka to do some business.
Oh, yeah, that's big time right there. You get that. That's very big.
Yeah, so when they see that I branded them in the video, and the video is going to do numbers, and then with the mixtape, and then, you know, I got a picture of the bottle, or, you know, I might be sitting at a table or doing something, but I got that little sky thing in the background, then people will be like, oh, shit. And then they'll be like, oh, shit, like, damn. Because, you know, sex and alcohol goes together. A lot of people fuck when they're drunk. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people flirt when they're drinking. And, you know, alcohol has been the reason why a lot of ugly bitches and a lot of ugly niggas have gotten fucked. A lot of pregnancies have come into that into play, because when you drink and you're drunk, you're not responsible.
That's true. That's going to probably happen a lot this weekend. Man, that is true.
Oh, so you're going to get drunk and fuck some ugly bitches?
No, what I'm saying is out here and you know, it's BET weekend, so somebody's going to get drunk, and the ugly female is probably looking forward to that. Like, ooh, I hope this nigga is drunk. Nah, it's going to be, I'm talking about like, this the whole experience is so crazy in downtown LA right now. So I'm talking about just the whole experience, like, you know what I mean? Something's going to happen. The ugly females,
I'm
the...
sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure. I mean, it's just, it's crazy. Hold on one second. Sorry. It's crazy. So here's my question to you. What are your, because you're all the way on the West Coast, but this is like big news. What are your thoughts about the George Zimmerman trial?
My thoughts is like, you know, I mean, it seems like it's an obvious, you know, I mean, answer for me. Like, I mean, I think he deserved it, definitely. That's just my opinion. You know what I mean? But not, and it's just not about all the hype. Even if it wasn't all the news and everything, you know what I mean? Just from my opinion looking in, you know what I mean? I just felt like, you know, he deserved that. You know, it's ridiculous. And like, how's it going right now? It's like, if he just get off with life in prison, I think he got off safely. He got off easy.
But think about it. Even if he gets life from prison, you know, they're probably putting him in protective custody, but it ain't going to matter, because that nigga going to get his ass beat every day. His asshole going to be the size of a motherfucking plate. Because niggas going to take that. Like, you going to, like, no matter how much time you get in prison, you going to suffer every day. You are going to suffer, because, like, at the end of the day, people not playing that shit. They're not even playing it, because I've been following the trial, like, every day. And I'm looking at him, and he has no sign of remorse. Like, when they show the pictures, he's just, like, looking. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've seen a lot of different trials, and I've seen how people tend to show remorse. And, like, they can't look at the pictures, or, you know, it's something in their eyes, it might get teary or watery or whatever. It's like none of that is coming into play with him. You know what I'm saying? And then it's like, I think the state is doing a good job with presenting the case and showing a pattern. And, you know, a lot of people feel like the girl that was on the phone with him when he died, the last person to speak to him, like, she may have hurt the case. But I really don't think she hurt the case, because at the end of the day, you have to think about it. She has some type of learning disability. Second, she didn't really comprehend and understand the questions, because, first of all, English is not her first language. She learned how to speak Creole, then Spanish, then English. And then living in Miami, when you're Haitian, you're going to speak Creole. You're not really going to speak English at home, because you don't have to. You're going to speak your native language, especially if your parents don't speak English fluently. So, you know, the only thing that I'm concerned about with her is, you know, like, the little lies, because for one, she didn't want to be involved with the police, and, you know, lying about her age, or, you know, maybe she felt like she was too old to be talking to Trayvon and his mother was going to feel a certain kind of way. But, like, at the end of the day, she didn't do anything wrong. She just didn't want to be involved. And a lot of kids that age and with mindsets like that don't want to be involved. And, you know, they're talking about with the tweets and all the other stuff like that. I think they're going to try to use that against her. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter, because what she said was backed up by other neighbors that was there and their account of what they saw and what they heard.
Well,
so, me personally, I just hope that motherfucker get what the hell he gonna get. And then, you know what I'm saying, and hope it's not drawn out. And then I just got a feeling that they're going to sit there and be like, oh, because it's a six-woman jury. They're going to be like, oh, the women was emotional, or that could have been like their son, this and the third. So why the fuck did y'all pick all six? Why did y'all pick six women?
Yeah, damn, six women, too. That's a lot. You know what I mean? And that could play, it could play in Zimmerman's favor. It could. Or it could play in, you know, in Trayvon's favor. So, but, yeah, I've been following a little bit, though. You know what I mean? I was looking at it the other day, but I was drunk, so I don't remember what exactly what was going on that day. But I'll probably look at it like on, you know what I mean, maybe Tuesday or something, you know, and see what's going on. Because if I look at it any time this weekend, I'm not going to remember anything.
Of course not. And then Monday you're going to be like too hungover, you know what I'm saying? And are you, I mean, because you're in the entertainment industry and you make a nice amount of money, are you paying taxes?
And I'm paying taxes. I have to pay taxes.
Okay,
yeah,
you say you have to, but a lot of people aren't paying taxes, and they asses is going to jail.
Yeah, and I'm trying to say that's why I have to pay taxes. My management team won't allow that. You know what I mean? I won't allow that. And then, you know what I mean, my mom be on me about that. So, no, I have to. You know, that's something important. That's something that you can't get away with anyway, so. You know, regardless though, taxes, you gotta pay it at the end of the year. Everybody gotta do it. So no matter how much money you make, you know, that doesn't excuse you out from not paying your tax at the end of the year. So yeah. I still do what I have to do. I still be in you know what I mean, the H&R Block or you know what I mean, whatever spot that's just gonna you know, do my taxes. I still take care of that always.
Okay, because I don't want to read about you and, you know, like Fat Joe got 4 months for tax evasion, Lauryn Hill got 3 months, you know, Wesley Snipes was the first victim and everything like that. And I'm just like, wow, this is so fucking crazy.
Nah, you won't read about it. You won't read about that. Everything you're going to see about me is going to be something good, I think, unless they catch me doing something bad.
Like making a porno?
Oh, no. Okay? Not making a porno. They can't catch me making a porno. The only way the porno could be seen if I leak it or somebody hacked my phone. But, you know, I'm a good guy. I'm a good Christian. So I don't do, you know, I mean, I don't make pornos and all that type of stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
You just
don't
do the home
porn
movie. Understand.
Yeah, that's different. Home movies is different from pornos, right?
Because you need a camera crew.
You know what I mean? Home movies is different because, you know, you're inside your own home and you get to watch it and you get to, like, take notes. Like, oh, okay. She hit me right there in that position. I got to work on that one. You know, that's you know, the home movies is more different than trying to do a porno. But no. Not like you, Chuck, okay? Don't do pornos.
I don't either.
Uh-huh. Right. Okay, I believe you. So when you come to Cali.
Like, there is no production movie that you can find me on a set, a full-fledged, anything like that. You can see personal clips. That's it. Personal clips.
Oh. Cool. You still ignore the question. So when you come to Cali?
I'm going to try to come. Probably like October and November.
November would be perfect because you know that's my B-day month. So that'll be a perfect date to come.
Yes, I'm going to come in November. Hi, Mo. How are you?
What up? What's going on?
Nothing. I'm doing fine. Hopefully, you're back to your normal self and you won't have any jokes about 50 Tyson wanting me to be his girlfriend and coming to my city to do a video, and he wants us to do a sexy photo shoot together.
I told you, you done turned the little nigga on.
See, what happened, Rich, is I had 50 Tyson on the show, and I didn't treat him any differently. I asked him questions that I asked all the artists that come on and everything, you know. You like getting your dick sucked, but you fuck every day. You know, the normal stuff. And evidently, he took a liking to me, because a couple of days ago, he sent me an email, and he asked me to be his girlfriend.
I told you that was going to happen. You didn't believe me. Come on, a little man is autistic. You asked him about his dick. Ain't nobody ever asked him about his dick in his life. Especially a female, you know? But I want to go back back to the Trayvon real quick. What you said about jail changed a lot, believe you me. That man going to go on PC, just like the rest of these fools. You understand what I'm saying? Protect the custody. He's going to be all right if he go to jail. These niggas ain't living up to their names no more, no. They're not doing that. It used to be like that back in the days, but now them dudes ain't going, they just going to be fascinated being locked up with them like they do with everybody else.
Well, you know, in Florida is different now because, like, when you do time in Florida, from my understanding, I mean, you got people that got life. It don't matter what the fuck happened. It's nothing that they can do to them because they're going to have life. You feel me? But
that nigga is going to get in there. He's going to act crazy. He's going to get his props. You understand? It used to be like that because you got these dudes killing kids and rapists. Some motherfuckers going in there living like kings. You know, they changed the whole game up. You know what I mean? Then you got these fuck boys in there turning niggas into their boy. Look, they want to be their boyfriends anyway, so it don't count. You know? That man going to get locked up, and if he get locked up, I haven't been following the case, but the women, they said majority was white, two black. Is this conspiracy with that? Because Trayvon was what, 18, right? They consider him a grown. They consider him a grown
no, he,
man.
He wasn't 18. No, he wasn't 18.
How was he?
I think he was like either 16 or 17.
Nah, I think he was older. You need to check that out. I think he was. I don't think he was 16.
If he wasn't 16, he was 17 or 18,
right?
Oh,
the women gonna look at him as a grown man. That's the sad thing about it. And they're gonna, you know, women are very emotional, like the brother said. They're gonna play. That defense attorney going to play with their emotions so bad, you understand, that it's going to have them confused. They're going to have a hung jury. Watch. They're going to play. That's why they pick all women, because they can play with their emotions. You see how Zubman is sitting there as a man with no kind of expression, no kind of feeling. You understand? They didn't want that. They wanted to deal with emotions. Okay. We want to pick women because they got kids. But then we also want to pick women because their kids might have been picked on by a black person or this or that. There's a lot of ways they could talk about this case. You know?
True. What happened when their car got a fucking signal light on?
Loud ass blinkers.
No, that's me because me and my daughter, she sleeps in the back. They just, that damn expensive ass movie theater. They just, we went to movies to see monsters. Me and my daughter, 5-year-old, spend $70 in a movie. Where they do that at?
Y'all spend $70 in a movie theater.
A movie theater. Monster Incorporated, so us two, me and her, is $30 because it was 3D. That's number one. Then she got popcorn, a slushie, and a bag of candy. That was $17. I got a Nathan's cheeseburger, fries, and a soda that was $16. You understand that she wanted another bag of popcorn, which costs us almost another $9.
Huh.
Almost. Yeah. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous, yo. Now, that's just me and one of my kids. Now, imagine me and all my goddamn kids.
Damn.
I don't go to movies.
Nah, she graduated had graduated to the first grade the other day, and you know, I had a funeral and stuff to her graduation, you know, the chocolate, and then I had to bury my sister, so it was like I had to pick a day to take an hour, and today she wanted to go out. Now she in the back snoring, so I could listen to the show on the way home.
Oh, shit. That's what's up. Hold on. I hate when people call in from a blocked number. That should be aggravating me. If you know your damn number is blocked and you press 1 to talk, your line is open, I think.
That's Mr. Tyson calling you. That's Cindy Tyson calling in to ask you what the hell you talking about. You know you just came from seeing them.
I ball. Every day I live there.
You know what? Both of y'all can kiss my ass. The video for the song is Hold You Down, one of my favorite songs that he got. So I'm like,
You got a favorite 50 Tyson song?
Wow.
Yeah, Hold You Down.
Okay. I hear
my
that.
My favorite 50 Tyson song is the one Kevin Hart did.
Oh, God. I couldn't even tolerate a 50. She played a song that she was hyped off. I don't know if you heard that show that night. Because Chocolate was his number one fan that night, and she almost caught an orgasm off of a song, one of his autistic songs. She almost caught an orgasm off, and she was hyped. She wanted it for the mixtape. She said she wanted to play it right behind Jay-Z. She wanted to play right behind Jay-Z's new song and all that. Like, she was in the feeling, you know?
I got it. You said it's called autism orgasm.
You know what? No. I'm just fucking with y'all. Y'all need to my ass. Like, no.
50 Tyson feature Chocolate City, autistic orgasm. That's some, yo. Wow.
Oh, wow.
That's your new slap. That's some shit. Oh, I didn't laugh in a long time. Like, that's funny. Autistic orgasm. Wow.
You be different. You're different.
Oh, shit, Chocolate. Yo, you ain't right, Chocolate. You're going to get that dollar wherever you get it from, huh? Oh, shit.
That's so special because he gave me my own little nickname, you know, Chalk Baby TV.
Chalk Baby TD, a.k.a. Autistic Orgasm. That's some. Wow.
You big.
You know what? Just for that, because I keep it all the way high. I'm gonna be in the video, right? And then I'm gonna do the photo shoot with him.
Oh my God. If you go down to Illinois, wherever he's from, and screw that little boy, lady.
No.
Damn, black people. Damn, watch your thoughts on the green line.
I'm not going to mess up that boy's life. I'm not going to do that. We're going to do. He wants to come to North Carolina to do his video. I will make a special guest appearance. And if he wants to do a photo shoot, I will take pictures with him.
So how much would you take to do a porn with him?
What?
That shit fucked you up, dude. Move up a little, Bob. Let me go on the side of you.
That's not happening. Yeah, that's not happening.
No money, no dollar amount in the world?
No.
You lying.
No, because you got to think about it. My kids kids watch porn. I would never put myself in a situation where they sitting there getting, they fucking they bitches and all of a sudden they see their mom off hell.
Wait, hold on. You say your kids watch porn, then they grown enough, they old enough to understand what you doing.
My kids are 28, 27,
22,
and 18.
Yeah, so they old enough to understand their mama gonna get that paper.
I'm not gonna do that.
The sad thing is that it'd be with 50 Tyson. You know, that'd be the sad thing. And do he listen to your show? And I swear to God, I really never paid this dude no attention until your show. I still don't pay him no attention. But, yeah, you're crazy. And I see y'all, I go on my Facebook page, I'm seeing you putting up 50 Tyson, 50 Tyson, 50 Tyson.
Whenever an artist or a special guest come on my show, I write a blog about it and I post it for 2 weeks to promote what they got going on and to promote the show.
Okay. I get it now.
So you will see MCN also. So don't sit there and try to handle me and be like, I got a crush on 50 Tyson and I'm about to get him some coochie. No.
I don't know. I know I went on my Facebook page and I was like, yo, what's up with Chocolate City and this motherfucker? Girl? I'm about to raise her ass. You're about to be dropped. She was fascinated with this little retarded nigga, yo. What's up with her? I'm sorry if you're listening to the show, but my bad, homie. I called it what I said.
I mean, Rich, this is Mo. He's from New York. Mo has issues, like most New York people, but I still love him all the same.
Oh, wow.
He's what I call bad news. He's bad news. So don't pay any attention to him. Don't feed into him. And whatever the hell you do for future shows, do not side with him because that will get you fucked up in my book of friends. Because Mo is a troublemaker.
Rich, where you from, Rich?
I'm from Cali.
Oh, that's what's up. My cousin live out there. I used to live off Olympic and Fairfax. I hated it in Cali. I had too much. And West Hollywood, they had too much money for me. I was a little broke nigga working at In-N-Out Burger. You remember In-N-Out Burger back in the day?
I just had In-N-Out. You go on my Instagram, I just had In-N-Out about like 3-4 hours ago.
Oh, man, shit, I hated it. Little niggas pulling up in Bentleys and Benzes, and I'm at the window talking about welcome to In-N-Out Burger. I was a little young dude. I kinda, you know, my cousin, she went out there to model and stuff. She still live out there, because she hung amongst all the rich people. Sherrod was his phone. She's still doing her whatever, you know. But then I tried to go out there and live, too. I had to come back home. I couldn't do it. I was young. I couldn't do it. You know, you go from the street to in there working at In-N-Out Burgers and all these rich kids pulling up. You're looking like, what the fuck? I had to come back to New York, bro. And then I got tired of hearing tennis shoes because they used to send my sneakers down there because, you know, y'all sneakers are late. So everybody else, dog, where you get them tennis shoes from? I'm like, nigga, I don't play tennis. You know, you know, we call it sneakers. Y'all call it tennis shoes. So the lingo is just, but one thing I do love about Cali, the OGs keep it funky, yo. Funky. Yeah. When I said I done met the oldest bloods in the world, like, he still gang banging. I was like, wow, you know, the oldest Crips in the, yeah, it was like, I was like, damn, you know, New York, you know, no disrespect to the set. We look at the young boys and be like, you know, they going through the era we all went through. When we go to Cali and see somebody's grandfather sitting there flagged out, puffing a cigar, I'm like, wow, for real? You know what I mean? But they kicked the knowledge, you know. They was born into that life, you know, and they carry it throughout their family.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, Cali was cool. It's real pretty out there, too. I ain't going to lie. I went through the hood, and the hood don't look like the hood. I call it the hood, palm trees and everything. But if you get caught in one of them back alleys, that's where you are. You can ride through concert and all that. You can ride through concert, but don't get caught in that back alley. You be alright.
If you're gonna come to the hood in Cali, come during the daytime. You know what I mean? Don't try to visit Watts or Compton. A lot of people like to see Compton, like to see Watts. You know what I mean? But what you don't know is, like, the neighborhood you're driving in, like, say if you're driving in, your car is blue. You might be driving inside a blood neighborhood, and a blue car is pulling. They're going
to
shoot up your car because
the reason I met the blood because my homegirl that was from up here, you know, when I went down there to live, her family was, they born and raised in Cali, like her whole family was blood. And she came up here to go to college, and me and her was real cool, you know. So when I went down there, I met her, like I said, her grandfather, father, all of them was bloods. And it's like, I'm like, wow, y'all really bloods. Like, I was fascinated, you know. Like, you know, I'm 38 now, but I was like 22 when I was down there, 21, 22, you know. And I was just fascinated, you know, and they held me down for the simple fact when she was in New York, I held her down, you know. So when I was out there, I had no problem in that area. You feel me? That's why I was in that area. Nigga, you think I was visiting Compton just because I want to see how it looked? Hell no. You know what I'm saying? You think I was visiting these hoods to see how it looked? No, I was invited. I was invited. You heard?
And that's what people understand. Like, when you come to Cali, like, it's two types of living. You know what I mean? People think it's about, like, you know what I mean? It's all Hollywood. But it's Hollywood living, and then there's like, hood living. So, you know what I mean? There's, like, Hollywood, that's, like, Hollywood. That's, like, from downtown L.A. probably to, like, you know, to the valley. You know what I mean? Then if you go from, like, downtown L.A. to, like, south, like, towards Long Beach, you know what I mean, Watts, Hawthorne, Inglewood, you know what I mean? That's the hood living. And so, it's like, I stay in Hollywood, but I still go to the hood. That's where the best food is at. But, you know what I mean? So it's two types of living. You know what I mean?
Yo, let me ask you a question. Is the Century Club still open?
Hell no. Nah. Century Club, wow. That's like on.
That's when I lived down there. Listen, that was the spot. Either you go to swap meet or Century Club. And I was from New York, so it's funny. By the time I get dressed to go to Century Club, it'd be closed already. Like 12, they're like, where you going? And like 12 o'clock, I'm like, I'm going to Century Club. They were like, nah, nigga, you got to go to Century Club after work. And I'm like, what you mean after work? In New York, we don't go to clubs at 2, 3 in the morning. Out there, that shit was close to like 12 o'clock.
They shut that down. It's more like it's more like supper club out here, Greystone, you know, Roxbury, Playhouse, you know, Secret Sundays. You know, I mean, it's more like, you know, a lot of after hours. So it's like it's none of that no more. I mean, but now, you know, I mean, we got the day club. So people, we got the club that you go to during the daytime now. You know, out
yeah, the day party.
And it be popping too. You know, when you come to Cali, you can't be bored. If you're a person that likes to have fun, you know what I mean? You can't be bored in Cali.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but if you just a born, like, square person cornball or something, then, you know, you ain't going to have fun out here.
Mm-hmm. How about the Truth Sundays? They still have that? Well, the games ain't even like that out there no more. But remember they used to have the Truth Sunday? All the games get together and it's Truth. There's no beef. You cannot beef on that Sunday. Everybody meet up in the parking lots and do the little parking lot pimping. They don't do that anymore?
They probably don't. I don't know.
That was a long time ago, huh?
Yeah, that's a long time ago. I try to go to those type of functions. You know, I don't want to get caught up in anything. So, you know what I mean? I try to keep it somewhere safe. I have kids now, so I got to make sure I come home.
Nah, that's the problem.
You know, I try, even though, like, no matter where you go, you know, this car's going to be problems, but shit, I feel more comfortable in Hollywood than in Watts at 1 o'clock in the morning. At a party, at a hood party.
Yeah, Hollywood was nice until you run into the motherfucking nigga bitches.
Oh, man. Santa Monica, when I drive down Santa Monica Boulevard, I look straight. I don't look straight.
And I learned that from my cousin because we had a drop top Seabreeze convertible. So we chilling coming down. You know, Santa Monica, yo, you look, I mean, it'd be the best, yo, you'd be gay for 3 seconds, I swear to God, because you'd be looking like, oh shit, look at that. Oh shit, that's a man. You can't look at that. That's a man. Look this way. Yo.
Don't.
They look
don't.
Just like women, yo.
Don't. They had their ass out, they had their titties out, but when the lights hit it, don't. That's a man. So, if you come to Cali, you come down Santa Monica Boulevard, just look straight. Unless you into that type of stuff, then cool. You know, you can look your directions, but, you know.
I just
thought of something. So Chuck. So you said if you and 50 Tyson got to do a porno. So what's going to be called? Is it going to be? It's going to be history. It's going to be the first autism porno. So
Bobby,
no, 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 not about to do that.
Right
first
back.
Of
I'm
all, that child, he is 20 years old. I will fuck up his whole life. Then everybody is going to look at me like, you fucking molester. You ain't shit.
Lose 50 Tyson featuring Chalk called Autism Audio.
Oh, God, you are so heavy now.
All right, Chalk, you know I love you. You know I love you. You know it's just jokes.
I'm trying to figure out what type of photo shoot, because he was like, at first I thought you was a porn star, but then I started looking at your stuff, and he's like, you're so sexy. I'm like, oh, gosh, here we go. I'm like, okay, how am I going to dodge the bullet? Because I knew something was up when I'm on this site called Blast Your Thoughts. You know, it's like a Ning site, and it's one of my friend's sites. And it's like a normal site where people go on Blast Their Thoughts or whatever, and they are a big fan of mine. They have my videos, like my prank calls, pictures and stuff. Then, like, in one day, I get a friend request from him, and I see all these crazy retweets for stuff that ain't even got nothing to do with him. And then I get this email, and I'm like, oh, shit. Then he's like, you're really sexy. I want to get to know you. I want you to be my girl. Hit me right back. I'm like, oh, gosh. Then the next email comes, and it's just like, when you going to let me come to NC to see you? I want to put you in my video, Hold You Down. I'm like, oh, gosh.
Do he know how old you are?
Hell, the whole world knows how old I am. You know what I'm saying? In his mind, he's like, I'm sexy for my age, which is true.
Yeah, but he's only, but I'm talking about like, I meant to like, but he's only like, how old is he? 20, he was 15 going on 16. Yeah, he was 15 when he made the video. I had to think of the little age because he said in his song. But he was like, he was 17. Wait, I'm 15 going on 17. Wait, 18. I'm trying to think of the song. Anyway, how old is
he? This is what I'm kind of thrown off because I asked him how old he was. He said he's 20 and he'll be 20 next February.
Yeah, that's what he said in the song. That's he said he's 15 and he'll be 17. I think. So hold on, he's 20, but he'll be 20 in February. So he's 19.
No, he said he's 20 now, because I said, how old are you? He said, I'm 20, and I'll be 20 next February.
Oh. Let me hold on first.
Okay, so yeah, that'd be a confusing interview if I was up.
Yeah, that one, that kind of confused me, because when I asked him, do he like getting his dick sucked, he was like, yes, it tastes good, he likes it very much. But I know he meant to say it feels good if you like it very much.
No. You said, hold on. You said what?
When I asked him, do he like getting his dick sucked, he was like, it tastes good. He likes it very much. But I know he meant to say it feels good.
Wow. Wow, so hold on. Wait, hold on. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, you kind of throw it off by that too, right?
Yeah, because you said it tastes good. That's I don't know. That's not an answer that I think you're expecting.
But he
just
feel good. That's my answer, Alex. I'm going with that for
$200. Well, Chalk, I gotta get ready. You know what I mean? We're in this little Beyonce event tonight. You know what I mean? At the State Center. I got to get ready. I'm already drinking ready. But it starts at 8, so I gotta get ready.
Thank you for calling in.
No problem. You know, I always look forward to, you know what I mean, talking and speaking. I definitely won't be a stranger. you know, I've just been very, very busy. We'll talk later. I'll fill you in with, you know what I mean, a lot of things I got going on. But,
okay.
Definitely, enjoy the show. And, see you later. NYC.
His loud ass core.
Hi, loud blinkers.
Thanks for calling me, Rich. I love you.
Love you too.
Okay.
Bye.
Mo, why must your shit be so loud? Like, I know people are loud in New York. Mo. Well, to avoid this loud ass noise, I am about to go ahead and play some more music. I gotta refresh my
What's up, bro? I'm sorry, I'm back.
Oh, you back? You know what? I keep seeing you.
No, I had to drop my doodle off.
No, I can't stand you. You always got fucking jokes. I used to love you.
No, don't get mad at me. Listen, don't get mad at me, Chocolate. You know what I mean? Don't get mad at me. It ain't my fault. I don't got jokes. I just said it. Would you, you know, make a porno with the nigga for a couple of dollars?
I can't do that.
Huh?
I can't do that.
You can't make a porno with 50 Tyson for a couple of dollars?
No.
But you could call me a psychic because I predicted everything he was going to do and he did it, didn't.
And you know what's fucked up? Is Scotty Mack, the dude from Detroit that was on the line with you cracking up, called me on his radio show yesterday morning so everybody can know that old boy wanted me to be his girlfriend. And he was like, oh, where is Mo? Where is fuck Mo?
That is bad, yo. That's bad. Hey, like I said, you gave the little nigga a chance of his lifetime. Some other woman that entered. Huh?
What you mean?
Because number one, he's an internet. He's a. What can I say? He's a special internet case. I'm like we said that night. Like I'm proud that he's moving on with his career and he's pursuing it with his, you know, with his situation and his, you know, his ailment. But like I said, you took him on a whole different level. When everybody else deal with 50 Tyson, they know he's autistic. They know, you know, that's why 50 send them take pictures with him and you know. Everybody, you just raped them. You just went straight to the gut, though. Like, you know, the little nigga's a virgin. Like, you just, like, nobody ever, believe you me, I don't even think he got a groupie. You understand what I'm saying?
But I feel like you don't treat somebody special. They want to feel like they normal.
No, he didn't feel like he was normal that day. Cause when you said, "Did you get it? You know, you ever got your dick sucked?" He said, "Ever." What did he tell you? Yeah, I taste it. And we know he was like, "Did you get your dick sucked?" Yeah, I taste it.
And he was like, "It tastes good. I like it a lot." But I know he meant to say, "It tastes good."
It tastes good. It feels good. He was stuttering and shit. Cause you called him. You know you. I can't say you caught him off guard because he was autistic. Even if you had him on right state of mind, he was going to take time to answer it, you know? There's just some things you don't do with him. Like, you can't do that. Now, you got his mind fucked up because now he's really going to want to know what pussy feel like. And he going to want to know, and believe you me, he want to know what pussy feel like. And when he come to North Carolina, he's going to attack your ass. Because he thinks you like him now.
Not today.
Yeah, okay. Listen, he look like 50 Cent. He look like Mike Tyson. He might be strong as a motherfucker, so you better chill. You better watch out. That little nigga tie your ass down thinking you like him. Oh, that nigga asking you to be his girl. Okay.
That's because he see a good thing. He see a good woman.
Oh my ass. Hello, nigga. That nigga is 11-teen. He don't see shit. You asked him about his dick. Nobody ever asked him about that. That's what he see. He want to come pinch your ass. He know what he want to do.
So basically you saying, had I not asked him about his dick, everything would have been all right.
Yeah, you would have been a regular. In his mind, you would have just been somebody else interviewing him. You know, you just took him to a whole nother level of his life that he never explored yet. But then I could be wrong. A little nigga might be an autistic kid, like my man said. You know, y'all might do an autistic porn. He probably out there fucking everything that's moving. Probably got a reality show coming out. 50 Tyson reality. You never know. Featuring Chocolate. The 50 Tyson of love.
You know what?
Flavor Flav did it. Why can't an autistic nigga do it? Shit.
You know what? I can't stand you.
I'm just saying, right? I mean, Flavor Flav did it. They let a crackhead do it. Why not let him do it?
Because he is 20 years old. He doesn't fully understand what it's like to be with a grown-ass woman of my stature.
Oh, my God, please. You just was trying to turn
around. You don't even know what it's like to be with a woman of my stature.
You said, I don't even know what it'd be like. Me?
Yes.
Me, you said?
Yes, that's what I said.
Chocolate. All right, I'm going to keep this comment to myself. Okay.
Don't keep it to yourself, Mo. I'm feeling nice tonight. I've been sipping on some Bacardi Red Peach. Had a big ass mug full. I'm feeling nice. I'm ready for your ass tonight. I've been waiting for you to feel a little bit better so I can jump in your shit anyway. You is a fucking instigator with your homeboy Hunts. For everybody that's trying to get in, I had to restart my computer. Because my computer is allergic to Mo's bullshit, so it froze.
Oh, man, that's crazy, yo. 50 Tyson, look at this shit. Yo, go away, where my man at? My man from L.A., what you do out there, bro? Your mommy asked
me. Oh, he's an actor. His brother is, I can't even think of his last name. But his brother played the little kid in Major Pain, and he was in That's So Raven, so he grew up in an acting family.
Oh, okay.
See, even my daughter that came out her room looking at me like, Mom, who the hell is that retard nigga that's on the line? I'm like, girl, that's Mo.
Tell your daughter she better watch her mouth. Grown folks over there. Grown folks over there.
Watch her mouth. Mom, yes. You just said was retarded.
Tell her this ain't the 50 Tyson show. Let it go.
This ain't the 50 Tyson show. Let it go. You know, she called in for that show. She was like one of the first 5 callers. I was like, oh, let me find out she got a crush.
Your daughter like retarded niggas too?
Damn. Yeah, my daughter don't like retarded niggas. She got rid of her baby daddy.
You said she got rid of her baby daddy, didn't you? Disrespectful.
What do you mean disrespectful?
The father of her child. Not the nigga from New York, right?
Nah, not the nigga from New York.
Oh, okay.
The nigga that she got 3 kids with, he retarded. Like, he just, one of them niggas that he didn't say he don't know better. He just ain't gonna do better. So
that ain't no shit. She got three kids with him. That ain't no baby daddy. That's the father of her children. You call him baby daddy. He ain't no baby daddy. That's the kid's father. Kid's Paul stuff.
Get a man father, baby, daddy, sperm donor, to me, they're all the same.
Wow. Damn. That's sad. So I guess I don't feel away with my... Yeah, y'all just be calling niggas DNA straight up. That's it, right?
Fuck yes. Because that's what y'all good at. Dropping lows and keeping it moving.
And y'all good at catching them and keeping us around.
I can't keep none of my... Only baby daddy I kept around is the motherfucker I married. I kept him his ass around for 6.5 years.
I told you, cat, you we drop them and keep it moving, and y'all catch them and keep us around.
Lord, here goes Scotty. What the hell? Okay. The caller that's calling in private that just pressed 1, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes?
Oh, what are you doing?
Oh, my God. Hey, man, you gonna hit my motherfucking truck?
Hello?
You gotta be a female driver.
Yeah, who is this?
Fuck you.
Well, they're not seeing this, so they gotta go.
Yeah, that's your motherfucking 50 Tyson followers. He got all his followers calling his show.
Shut up.
Yeah, everybody call my new girlfriend Chocolate City Show. She, you know, we got to support her. You know, we got to support my new girlfriend. You know?
You know what?
That's your boo, babe. That's your boo.
I'm not even fucking with you.
That's your boo.
I'm not even fucking with you.
That's not my fault.
When I come to New York, I'm going to fuck you and Hertz up.
Okay. Hertz, are you listening? You heard what she said? Please. What's up, brother? This nigga singing Chestnut. Like, you hear the guy outside my car singing Christmas songs in the middle of June? In the middle of June? In the end of June? You can sing out. Listen, y'all. Listen.
That's Fallen Private. You're live on the air.
Hello. Good night.
Hello.
Hello. Good night.
Oh,
who is this? Oh Lord, I don't got time to play with no ignorant ass motherfuckers tonight. So this is not the time to be talking about your plane.
Alright. Oh, shit.
Nice story.
Chocolate. Oh, shit, yo.
Don't start.
Yo, that's sad, sweetie.
What?
You did it, dude. You gotta get another special guest.
I got you.
No, I'm not a special guest. I'm just
You're
a guest.
You're very special.
I'm just a guest. I'm not
You're
a
very
special guest. You got retarded niggas calling, I told you. chocolate.
I
ain't got nothing to do with the crank callers, though. I'm driving.
Man, my damn computer is getting the motherfucker there. I have to restart it again.
Dude, I'm driving.
I mean, I always get some type of crank callers. A couple of times out of the blood, I've learned to expect that.
Well, don't answer the block callers. Let them call. Don't answer the block callers.
But sometimes it'd be like, you know what? Sometimes it'd be like my special guest, but I've got no special guest for this. for tonight. Next week I have like Black Government. I'm actually getting ready to start bringing guests back. So I'm gonna talk to you about that later on, cause I think it's gonna be quite interesting. Because I think that I'm still working on the trick situation.
Okay.
Because I know that's going to be hilarious.
Yeah, I want to ask Trick a couple of questions about the rap battle scene.
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah, I like to ask him a couple of questions. Because these rap battles mention his name more than anything.
Honestly, it's like I read like so many different things about this man, and I heard so many different things or whatever. So actually, like, you know, I had told you before, I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know if I should be intimidated by him, or, you know, if I should just turn him into a big teddy bear. But he actually was a very approachable and lovable guy. So it's like I understand that we all have two sides. We have the cool,
you know,
get along with everybody side. And then we have the don't fuck with me side.
A gangster rolling silent. Some thugs out there loud and disrespectful and fixing their face. A thug got something to prove. A gangster already, you already know his G. He get busy when he have to get busy. You understand?
Okay, now, you said that. You said gangsters rolling silent, right?
Yep.
So, do you think that Rick Ross is a gangster? Not the real Rick Ross, but Ricky Rosé.
Because
he said
Rick
that
Ross,
same shit.
The rapper Rick Ross?
Yeah, he said gangsters rolling silent, and he ain't got to say nothing. His hand game speaks for him.
Rick Ross is a rapper. He's rapper Rick Ross. Like, number one, when you take somebody, a real nigga name from the jump, no disrespect to 50 Cent, but he explained why he used 50 Cent. You know, he explained why he used the man name, and Rick Ross still hasn't stepped up and explained why he sold the man name. You feel me? 50
yeah.
did it out of respect and somebody he looked up to. You feel me? I respect that all day. But when you coming out talking about Rick Ross and you the boss and this and that and just take a man whole identity, I don't know. I don't, me personally, I don't like, and I got people that mess with Maybach. You understand? They get mad that I say I don't even like his music. All he did to, all Rick Ross is to me is DMX mixed with Biggie. All he do is breathe. Put that on Maybach. He's not even lyrical. All he do is breathe. He took the breathing and the run from DMX and Biggie. That's all he did. And he talk about his sneakers and his Maybach all day. Talk about something else. I'm done. Like, I'd rather listen to what's his other artist, the nigga that don't say nothing either.
Meek Mill?
What's the nigga with the... No, Meek Mills is... I fuck with Meek Mills since back in the days when he was a battle rap.
Wale?
I told you I love battle rap. Who?
Wale
to me should be a poet because he don't rap. He talks.
Yes, he was a poet before he became a rapper.
Oh, okay. So I don't know his history, but I always say he should write poetry because, you know,
yeah,
cause he's
always poetically speaking. He always got a fucking long-ass poem,
long-ass
line of speaking.
Yeah, it makes you tired. But I don't know who else is in Maybach. What's the other dude with the dreads?
Several artists that are with Maybach, but he don't really push them. Like, if I'm not mistaken,
the one he's trying to push, the one that was beefing with 50 Cent with the dreads and tattoos all in his face.
Gunplay,
yeah.
Yeah, he like, turned his torch, and Rick Ross, they were all, you know, triple C's, you know, Carol City Cartel.
Oh, that's what they was?
Mm-hmm. Because remember he first came out and he was like triple C's. But this is my thing, like, you done blew up or whatever, but you're pushing Meek Mills, you're pushing Wale, you're not even pushing Torch, you're not really pushing Gunplay like that. Why the fuck is that? Then you have Rock.
Because with that industry, you got like this. You can't, Meek Mills is doing this. The way they're working in the industry right now is you got to come with your own material. You got to come with, half of these people, you got to come with your own money. You got to come with your own shit. We just a front for you. You know what I mean? A lot of these labels to get a record deal and all this and all that, you got to come with your own shit. Already record produced, producers paid for, this and that. So maybe them guys are sitting back living off the wealth of Rick, you know, leeching instead of in the studio doing, you know. Look at Waka Flocka and Frenchie. Frenchie doing his homework. He's working. He got a mixtape out, he this and he that, you know. Frenchie doing what he got to do. He not riding only off of Waka Flocka coattail. You know, you go to underground music, you see Frenchie all over the place doing his mixtape. He doing his work. You know, that's what Gunplay and other dudes, I don't know the dude's name, so I don't really follow Maybach like that. I just can't stomach Rick Ross. Like, I can't, I don't know. It's just, and I'm not hating on him. You know, any black man that make it, I'm proud of him, but to portray the image of a gangster and a you know, like you, I don't believe he was shooting a gun. I don't believe he was a big drug dealer. I don't believe none of that. You understand? Yes, he was a CEO. You was this. He's a great artist. He's a great rapper. You've seen the Biggie and, like I said, DMX opportunity. People was missing the big fat black artist. You understand what I'm saying? We always got one once in a while. They was missing the hell out of Biggie, and Rick Ross just came in and took over. They was missing that roar. Look what DMX did over there. All Rick Ross do if you listen to his song. Put that on my Maybach. You adopted DMX. Yeah, you just stole this whole identity. All you do is roar. And all these Maybach fans, all these Rick Ross fans, I can't believe it. I'm like, I'll put 2 Chainz over Rick Ross any day. Because 2 Chainz is the simplest minded nigga in the world. You understand? But he mean what he say when he say it.
True.
You know, like he say the simplest shit in the world, but 2 Chainz mean what he, you know? He say what he want to say. That's what he do. And we can't knock him. Like the nigga said, you know, you got to have a low IQ to like 2 Chainz. So what kind of IQ you got to like Rick Ross? Tell me.
Man,
he's not a Common. He's not a poet.
What?
He's not a Tupac. He's not a Common. He's not a, you know what I mean? A Lord Finesse. You understand what I'm saying? You know, he's not a KRS-One. You know? He's not. He's
Man,
not. Nah,
I can't fuck with Rick Ross. Because I feel like anytime you use somebody else's name to come up, you need to break bread. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because you made plenty of money off of the original Rick Ross's name, but you didn't feel like you needed to break any bread with this nigga when he was locked up and when he came out of jail. You know what I'm saying? You know, this man is like, look, this is my life, not yours. Because I had him on the show and the shit was funny. Because he really want to put hands on that fat nigga, but he can't because he on probation. He on parole, federal parole. You already know how to say this. You know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you something, Ricky Rose. Ricky Rose, no disrespect to you, brother, but we are street niggas. And we already know these niggas got goons on payrolls. And number 2, they got police on payroll. You feel what I'm saying? Don't even mention that man because he had you indicted so quick that it's ridiculous. You understand? So Rick Ross is right for not putting hands on him. He shouldn't even mention him. You know what I mean? Because these niggas play with them pigs, you know? They play with them hard body, and they love them. And that's what's protecting them. Some places they go, they, you know, the PD period is corrupt. So, you know, I don't know about that. He could have broke a little bread, but did he tell, was Rick Ross music really Rick Ross's lifestyle?
Yeah, actually, it was, because he was like, you know, they had like a little meeting or, you know, going back and forth and everything like that. That's why Rick Ross had to change his name to Ricky Rose, because Rick Ross wasn't playing with that dude. Like, stop using my fucking name, like my government name or whatever. know what I'm saying? And then let's take it back to BMF, some big Meech, Larry Hoover, flipping work, hallelujah. Bitch, all you flipped is a pancake. Like, more money fast, you made money, but did you send Big Meech anything? No, all you did was when you went to Detroit, you brought his mother out on stage.
Yeah. But how many rappers really out there live up to what they rap about? Tell the truth. It's a real big handful. You understand what I'm saying?
It's a very small handful. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but
if you're using somebody else's
name and you're making money off the record, the least you can do is give them something. I'm not saying give them 50%. 60%, get them 10, 20% because you use their fucking names. We all know Rick Ross is not the type of nigga that would have been around BMF. Point blank,
let me ask you a question, right?
Sure.
You can hear me because I'm on a highway. Hello?
Of course. You got a big mouth.
Like, we follow Lil Wayne's career, right? We remember when he was Weezy. We remember Cash Money was so broke that Paper Chaser video was pathetic. You understand what I'm saying? And my thing is, when did the big drug dealer lifestyle start? After the music, right?
You talking about what, Lil Wayne?
I'm talking about Cash Money, period. When did the big timers start? After they start talking diamonds. You got to understand, we put all that money into their life. You feel me? When they got that $100 million deal, that's when all the stars start coming out. Because you think back with Juvenile and when Juvenile was popping, those niggas was looking like homeless, broke niggas. Go back to the old Cash Money video. But then when they had their own... Yeah, they had their own little buzz, and then they got that $100 million record deal. You know what I mean? And then Baby was jerking the whole Cash Money. Talking about they was getting paid $10,000 a show, splitting 10 grand. When in reality, he was charging 40, 50, or 60 grand per show. You know what I mean? So these niggas talk this talk, and I've been living like this all my life. When was Lil Wayne a real blood? Like, nigga, you came out when you was 12 years old.
Okay, but let's take it back, because if I'm not mistaken, when it was either Hot Girls or Get Your... I think it was Hot Girls or Hot Boy. It's one of them videos. I have to go back and look. In the video, when you go to, like, because somebody got the minutes and the seconds, these motherfuckers, when they first came out, they were Crips. They had blue flags, and they were signing Crips. You know what I'm saying?
I remember they had the blue bandanas on in the video. I remember that. But they wasn't repping no set. They just had it on in the video, and they looked it dusty. You know what I mean?
But
so this
when
you
were signing, because a Crip took me to the video and was like, look at that. That's why 40 Glock confronted them when they was in California.
So you repping Crip, but now you repping Blood, and now you... Don't rap, just rap rap. That's what you do, you're a rapper. Rap rap. You know what I mean? It's harder. I know some real gangster rap. Like some real gangster rap. You understand what I'm saying? That can't break through for nothing. You see what they doing to Pat. They won't even let Pat on the radio. Pat just bogarted the Summer Jam. I know y'all heard about that.
No.
You feel me? He was up there. You know, he had a little part of, I think, Kendrick Lamar. One of they set, and they made a big deal out of it. You know what I mean? Because he came out and performed one of his songs. Hot 97 don't want no New York rappers up there. They so stuck on the South that is ridiculous. You know? Only New York
because
rapper there.
The South is winning right now.
The only reason the South is winning because the South is working. New York is working, like Uncle Murder and all these niggas is working, but we don't get a break. And the reason we don't get a break because New York rappers are lyrical. and they don't know how to follow the formula. This is what I said. 50 follows the formula. Mims follows the formula with his little single, This Is Why I'm Hot. Even if you listen to French Montana right now, he's following the formula all the way. Keep it simple. You understand? These people don't comprehend the hard lyrics. Keep it simple. You know, they don't want to hear that hardcore rap. They want to hear that lollipop. You understand? She's a cutie pie, so I eat her. They want to hear stupid, simple rap like that.
They like the dances. Hey, Ashton. Hey, I totally agree with him, but hey.
Girl, my computer been acting stupid, so I apologize. Girl, don't agree with Mo on shit. Mo is on his medication. He on one. That motherfucker has been harassing me all night. Only thing that he said that made sense, he was talking about the Trayvon Martin trial, and then he had to go to 50 Tyson. And what's crazy is while we're on the phone, I get a phone call, and I'm like, oh, gosh, Mo done talked my friend up. So don't encourage Mo. Don't encourage his insanity or nothing like that. Is that enough?
But I have to say,
Mo is cute, girl. Like, he got some of the sexiest lips. And he a little, I can't say he a old little, but he a thick nigga. Like, you know, he used to go to the gym back in the day.
I'm back. You talking about me, chocolate?
Huh?
You talking dirt about me, chocolate?
Of course not.
Oh, okay.
I would never do that.
No, but like I said, you said the South is winning. The South is working. You understand what I'm saying? And the South is doing a lot of paying because New York radio stations, you have to pay them to keep your songs in rotation. That's how these DJs is getting their money. You pay them to keep your shit in rotation. So just like a kid, if you keep repeating something and repeating and repeating and repeating it, the kid's going to take heed to that, and they're going to absorb it. You feel me? And the same thing, I don't listen to radio no more. I do not listen to the radio no more. When I said I got Al Green and BB and CC whining in my motherfucking Hyde Park Lane, you know, I don't want to hear the simple shit no more. It's just simple. It's too simple. And New York rappers can't win right now. You got a lot of lyrical rappers out here that cannot go nowhere. Look at Joe Button stuff. Hello?
Yeah, talking about Slaughterhouse or just individually?
No, Slaughterhouse. They whole team is mad. But they not where they supposed to be. They whole team is nasty. Slaughterhouse, them boys is lyrical. I give them their props.
Of course. I mean,
yeah.
I gotta give it to Joe Button, crackhead ass. He got lyrics for days. Joel Ortiz.
Oh my god.
On top of being sexy, that nigga, he nice with it. And Royce 5'9", of course, he gonna always stay lyrical.
Yeah, but this is what they, you know, dad, hit my car, homie. Hit my car, I'm gonna fuck you up. Dad, you better slow down. Going too fast for no fucking reason. Hello?
Yeah, that's how New York drivers is. But, I mean, it's all about the market and, you know, it's just some shit that needs to stay underground. You know what I'm saying?
No,
and
no,
I don't agree with
you know
that.
What the problem
I
is?
Don't agree with that.
I deal with the music. Like I said, you know what the problem is? New York rappers do not put New York rappers on their back. That's where the problem is. Every South person bring another South person out. And every South person bring another South person out. Every South person bring another and another South person out. You understand what I'm saying? Like, DJ Khaled, he'll bring Rick Ross out. I mean, he'll bring, Rick Ross out. Rick Ross will bring Meek Mills out. Meek Mills will bring, you know what I mean? They bring their peoples out and show love. New York rappers? They won't do that. How many New York rappers you really see do that? Real talk. Dipset deal with Dipset.
They used to do that back in the day. Back in the day, they used to do that, but I don't know what the fuck happened to cause New York to fall the fuck off.
New York fell off when motherfuckers started listening to auto tunes and we New York is too hard for that. They felt like, you know what I mean? I think that's when it fell off. When music turned, when Diddy started dancing, and music turned pop. No, I don't. I love Diddy to death, but when you start dancing and music turned to pop rather than just rap, you understand what I'm saying? Like, that's when we fell off. Because there's no respect in the art no more. You know, Mace was hot. Mace was one of the illest lyricists out there. He said the hardest shit you can make. When Mace was out, Mace was tough. But as soon as he got down with Diddy changed Mace's style up for life. He turned him into a pretty boy.
Okay, but let's go back to Mace. We said a true pimp don't spend no dough on no booty, but he got arrested for, you know, for solicitation.
I mean, his pimp days over. Like, he, you know, you understand? The old pimp got to get booty somewhere.
Okay, but don't sit there and be like, a true pimp don't spend no dough on no booty, and then you turn around and you get arrested right when you're supposed to be performing on the Grammys or whatever. That goes against everything. You know what I'm saying?
That woman probably was just irresistible. Like, he probably, you know?
Okay, but then also when he became a preacher, he was like, shoot, he got more money in the pulpit than he got racked.
Yeah, because his congregation was real big in preaching. You heard me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard his, down in Atlanta, I heard his congregation was real big. I heard he had a lot, you know?
No, that's all stories. But that's what happened with New York rap. They stuck on the South. I remember New York used to stand up and hold it down. Hello?
Yeah, y'all holding it down all right.
We still hold the torch. Don't get it wrong. Get us wrong. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Y'all just need to do better. And I'm sure Ashton agrees with that. Y'all just need to do better.
You said we just need to do better?
Yeah.
Because, they smoke and smoke, brother.
I mean, because at the end of the day, hip hop originated in New York. You know what I'm saying? That's one of the rap pioneers, and it's like, now it's like, shit, like, how many hit records are coming out of New York? Like, the music director of Power 97, the one that was on Love and Hip Hop, talking to Rocky about he ain't got time for her hoish ways or whatever, he was sitting there talking about payola and music and what makes the rotations and shit. And the video is about maybe 20, 30 minutes long. I watched like 8-9 minutes of it, and I got to go back and watch it. But he was saying some real-ass shit. He was saying, you know, basically how to get people, because people spend 75% of their time in their car, and they listen to the radio. Mm-hmm. And he was like, when people play records, it's like, DJs, if you're spinning records and it's only 90 seconds in the club, what the fuck makes you think it's going to last 3 minutes on the radio?
Right.
And he was eating with payola. He was like, a lot of these DJs, his DJs, Power 97 DJs, can go anywhere and DJ and make anywhere from $1,000 to $3,000 a night on top of their salary at the radio station, on top of endorsements for their slots, like the commercials, like Toyota, whatever, you know what I'm saying? He's like, who in the fuck is going to risk that for getting paid to play some music? Because he said he's going to know. He said, because it's going to be a song that don't fucking fit. Like, where the fuck did that come from?
I thought that was bad.
And I thought that was some real shit, because I'm just like, you know, when it comes to internet radio stations, we can do what the fuck we want to. We're not governed by the FCC.
Right.
So So it's like, if a mom's going to be like, well, if you want your shit in rotation, then this is what you're going to have to pay me. But we all know that DJs still do it. They just slick about how they do it. Payola is not going to stop.
Yo, what you need in my ID for?
People just gotta, they just gotta get smarter about how the fuck they do it. And I mean, that's how I look at it, because, you know, when you got motherfuckers like Mr. C running around, you ain't gonna pay him no money. You can just get him some ass to suck his dick.
Lord. Gotta be a different looking individual all the time, though.
Yeah.
Not do that, all right?
I mean, so many people are so thirsty in the industry that, you know what I'm saying, it's like, that's what they do. And then, honestly, I think it's time that we do, you remember when we did in January, when we did Artist Step Your Game Up, we did a two-part, we did the Monday, I mean, sorry, we did the Tuesday, and we turned around, we did the Friday. I think it's time that we do another one, because it's like time for all the music conferences during the summertime, and I think it's time that we do that again, because some, Martin, you on mute, you loud, wherever the fuck you at. So, it's like, I feel like we need to do that again, because some of these independent artists, they're losing sight. They acting Hollywood without even making it out they fucking hood.
Nah.
And I'm
That's
just like, what? Yes, like, because now that I'm in this artist circle / artist management, I'm like one of those people that I got zero tolerance for bullshit. Because we go through it all the time. Motherfuckers trying to get us to play their records. Motherfuckers trying to get us to listen to their music. Motherfuckers trying to make themselves bigger than what the fuck they are. I'm quick to Google your ass when I'm talking to you. And if your shit ain't coming up like the fuck you're supposed to, guess what? I'm going to tell you about yourself. So I'm like, okay, we need to do some more artist shows. Then it's like women, like, what the fuck are y'all settling for these little blowjo bubblegum niggas for? Like, y'all can't do better.
They don't see their worth. Yeah, they don't see their worth.
Yeah, y'all fucking with these niggas that's fucking with you and fucking with Mary Sue Jane and everybody else. 2626, you live on the air.
Hey, what's going on? Peace, peace.
Hi,
hi. How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm all right.
Good.
Man, so what's the top? Well, I heard a bit about it, you know. So you basically talking about DJing tonight?
Well, no, actually, we started out. The topic tonight was, what are your thoughts about the George Zimmerman trial dealing with Trayvon Martin? Because I've been looking at that all week. It's just that we got on some other stuff, and then my computer was acting crazy or whatever. So that was that. But then we started talking about artists and we started talking about music and, you know, how the South is winning. And then, you know, one of my artists sent me, like, a video of the, I can't think of the dude's name, but he's the music director or the director of Power 97. He was talking about payola, what makes a song get play on the radio rotation versus in the mix show, or staying his ass in the fucking club with a club DJ putting that shit in a mix.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I mean, me personally, though, real quick, I just look at it like, you know, everybody always, like, whether you're on the west, you're on the east, north or south, hey, I feel as though everybody get their rotation. Because if you think about it, you know, at one point, it was nothing but the west coast winning at one point. Then the east coast is winning. Think about back in like 90, matter of fact, I say like 94, 95. Remember that era where like, whoop, there it is and all that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying, but you know, even back then when the South, they took over. But I mean, at the end of the day, people just got to step their game up as far as making good music. And I think the South, not for nothing, like they really about that party life. Not saying that we not on a east north, But at the end of the day, like, they really be, like, they club hard as hell. Whereas, though, I think, you know, I think a lot of Northeast artists be having, like, a lot of, to me, like, soulful music in a sense. Like, yeah, mm-hmm. like, you know, they nobody not going to speed on Sundays no more. Remember when everybody's going to speed and going to the tunnel and they really was partying?
Right.
There's not a lot of that going on no more up here. So I think it's all good to me, the South winning. Hey, I respect it. They entertaining right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, because when you think about it, like, when the South started, I mean, the South started winning, like, with the Whoop, There It Is, and the little booty shaking shit. And then when they came out with the little catchy dances, like, you know what I'm saying? Boom. Because, like, even as me growing up, when the fucking Planet Rock was out, you could do the Alligator to that, the Double Dutch Butt, and, like, all these other little dances, like, everybody was liking that. Then music got away from that. You know, you had the Smurf, you had the E.T., you had all these little dances, the Freak, the Cabbage Patch, and everything like that. Everybody was into that. Then, next thing you know, you got the lean with it, rock with it, the shoulder lean. And even when Fat Joe and them came out with Lean Back, then motherfuckers was fucking with New York again. But then they wasn't consistent. Then the next thing you know, here comes the South with all this crazy-ass shit. And it's like, wow, like, what the fuck? Then, you know, T-Pain fucked it up with Auto-Tune. Then here come Ron Brown with the New York version of Auto-Tune and everything like that. But it just wasn't strong enough. So you got Nicki Minaj, who I really don't fuck with like that. Then you got French. French is trying to win, but French is so, like, he New York, but he South because he more affiliated with damn Miami than, you know, New York. I mean, he go back and forth.
Man, he's just trying to, I mean, but me personally, like, I respect French Montana, I ain't gonna lie. I don't really listen to him, per se. I respect him, you know, as a, you know, young, you know, entrepreneur and him doing his thing. But at the end of the day, me personally, I only listen to music and certain artists or certain songs depending on how I feel. That's the only thing music do for me. Only thing music do for me is just dictates how I'm feeling at the time. So, you know. It's certain
but
people that
what
I can't
music is supposed to do is supposed to make you feel a certain way. It doesn't necessarily be like just because it's popping, but it's like, oh, I listen to this song, shit, that shit had me bopping in the car, or when I go to the club, yo, I really get my dance on. You don't really care what it's doing for the person that's sitting next to you or sitting in the back seat or in your fucking crib. It's all about how the music makes you feel. That's what I thought. So, you know, you right on point with that. Because I could give a fuck about people when they're in my car. I don't listen to the radio if I can help it. I'd rather listen to the motherfuckers that has come on my show and had some good shit. I will make my own CD, pop that bitch in my fucking car, and listen to it.
We're
not listening to 50 Tyson. Fuck you. From the bottom of my heart, I'm going to listen to your motherfucking eye when I see you. Yes, I am going to. Matter of fact, when the show is over, I'm going to listen to 50 Tyson. Hold you down.
Oh, my God. We don't want
to listen to that. Who's that on the phone?
This is Mo.
That's Mo.
Oh, okay, nah. I heard a, hello?
Yeah, it's Mo. Still
hello?
On the line. Mo is a motherfucking troublemaker. And this is the dude from Jersey that was on the call with when 50 Tyson came on, right?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, that was bugged out.
Yeah.
Wait, who but, from Jersey? Me? Nigga, I'm from New York.
No. The other dude the phone, he was also on the phone with you and Big Tone when 50 Tyson called in late and I muted y'all motherfuckers because y'all was getting ready to start going in.
Not even. I wasn't going to go in, like, I respect him as an entertainer.
I was
going to
tear that nigga up. I ain't going to lie. I was going to give him a chance.
Nah, he doing his thing. Like, me personally, like, how I look at, like hip hop, and I look at certain artists, like, yo, some of them just entertaining. You know, and some of them really put out, like me per se, like the Northeast, I can say that, I say the Northeast and a lot of the West Coast, they deal with like a lot of ghetto music, you know, trials and tribulations.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to say it again. I'm not at the club, so anyway, that's not my lifestyle. So I don't really want to hear about all that all day. I'm not trying to be like a grump. But that's just not what I do every day. You know what I'm saying?
What
hey,
do
I salute
you do
the shop,
every
though.
Day? What you want to hear about?
No, what I do every day, like, sometimes, like, I'm a different kind of dude. Like, sometimes I don't even need to hear words. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause some artists, like, they can paint a picture. Some of them just try to get you to feel how they feel, which is cool. They create new fan base. But I can listen to jazz. You know what I'm saying? I get up. I go to work. You know, and I do, I got a few other things that I do on the side as far as aiming at my bigger picture, but, you know, I don't really, sometimes I don't even want to hear music. I could cut CNN or 1010 Wins, or I watch the Weather Channel. I'm a human being, like, for real, like, you know.
Do you watch porn?
Yes. I mean, I'm going to be honest. I don't watch it like that. I glimpse at it every now and then. I don't need to, though.
Oh, I ain't going to lie. I
don't like to watch it. That's not like... I mean, I'd rather be doing it before I got to be watching it.
Nah, you do it with a chick. I mean, porn is the best thing to watch with a chick.
No, I mean, it gives me ideas. I mean, that's... I'm going to keep it real. Like, I watch it because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, practice makes perfect. And, you know, if you're really into it, you won't need a chip or two.
Bro, there ain't nothing wrong with watching porn, bro. It's cool. It's all right.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that neither, but I'm just talking about,
yeah,
like...
Yeah,
it's just
be
like,
acting like it's a crime against you.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah, it's just... My
there
whole thing
wrong
is, like...
porn.
Now, my whole
now,
thing is, like...
Now, you watching some
it,
Brokeback Mountain shit, there's something wrong with that, nigga. You know what I mean? But...
No, bro, I'm talking about far as, like... Just hit me out real quick, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm just talking about far as, like... When it takes over your lifestyle, because you got some people that really... Like, that's what they do. Like, they watch it so much to the point where they're not really trying to interact with the opposite sex because they just watch that. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, no, that's
like Kurt Franklin. They get addicted to porn and they just want to
like,
get
addicted
all
the time. Yeah, that addiction ain't good. That's what I'm talking about. But nah, I'm not
but
nobody.
Kid,
I ain't nobody judge.
You know what's funny, though, kid? I know the total opposite because chicks be telling me, Dan, you think you're a porn star? You know what I mean? It's like you watch too much porn because it's shit you want to do. You know what I mean?
No, that's what I said. You watch it
nah,
for
thank God, because I like to get it in tight. Like, you learn certain shit. Like, it's certain shit that you be bugging out. Like, oh, shit, that bitch did this. Let me see if my chick can do this.
Yeah, you know? I can dig it on that.
Like,
I can dig it on that.
You know?
Like, I'm going to keep it real. Like, I mean, I might have stole a line or two from it and said it, you know, in the mix. The niggas be saying it's a stupid joke, but like I said, I just don't let it dictate my life, man. But I'd be lying if I said I don't take a glimpse at it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, I ain't perfect. I ain't nobody judge, bro. But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I think they'd be funny, but, nah, I mean, I like classy women, though. I can't lie, though.
Hold on. Mo, this just came in off the BBM hotline. Tell Mo, yeah, ain't nothing wrong with roughing up the suspect. And it's in parentheses, jerking off.
It's that parentheses. Hold on. I had another female on the line. What's going on? Who that?
That was Hurts, my nigga.
That was who?
That was her. She sent that message in for Mo.
Where she went at? She hung up?
Wait, so who are you talking about? Ask, that's me.
Oh, that's you.
Talking about Austin.
Ashley.
Yeah, what's good?
Where you from?
I'm in Brooklyn.
Are you in BKOI? That's where
Ashley, you in Brooklyn?
Yes, I am.
I thought you lived in Texas somewhere.
I have no idea.
So, Ashley, what you do, Ashley?
I do a lot of things.
No, I'm saying, sure. What are you into?
I'm into network marketing, acting, holistic wellness.
Porn.
So could I look you up on the internet? Like, you got something going on?
You're just going to have to talk to me later.
Porn?
I'm going to talk to you later.
I don't do porn, no. I work for direct porn.
You want to direct me into porn?
Sure,
yeah,
we do. We're
going to work on that. That's coming out soon. In the next few months.
Hold up. You got Twitter or something?
Original_Aspen.
Hold up. Wait a minute. I can't. You said what is it?
Original_Aspen on Twitter.
Original_Aspen.
A-S-T-E-N.
Oh, I'm going to look you up in a minute. I'm going to see what's going on. All
right. Go ahead.
That's what it's doing.
Chocolate got the hookup line. That nigga did this Stevie J real quick. What you do for me? I'm like, what you on my bus? What you do for me?
I'm saying, but you involved, or is your mate like very supportive?
I'm sorry?
I said, are you involved? Is your mate supportive of what you do?
Nigga, you don't even know what she look like.
You know?
No, I'm asking a question. You said I'm kicking it. I'm just asking a question. See, where your mind going at? I'm asking, that's like if I'm asking, you know, if I'm asking, believe it, it's chocolate. Yo, we be vibing like that, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I have supportive.
Okay, so you support
I'm supportive.
You. Okay, no, that's what's up. No, on that.
You live in Brooklyn?
Yeah, I live in Brooklyn.
We live in Brooklyn, Ashton.
In the east.
Oh, I just came from a goddamn movie theater around your way.
Oh, boy. You all right?
That damn expensive movie theater. What you mean I'm all right? I'm a hood nigga, baby. They ain't bothering me in no east.
Oh, okay.
These niggas know me.
Well, you went to Linden?
Yeah.
I like Linden. They sell funnel cakes.
I went to see Monster Incorporated. You know why I go to Linden? Because they got the seasonings you can put in the popcorn.
Oh, yeah, on the side. You fat just like me.
Look, nah, you go to them expensive movie theaters, they don't let you season your own popcorn. Linden?
Yeah, but Linden, the seasoning is on the side.
On the side. You put the cheddar cheese. That's why my daughter be wanting a big one. That's why we spent $70
today. He said we
wanted. Yeah, because I remember the last time I actually brought nothing from the movie theater. Like, that's like...
You old school, sneak the shit in your pocket.
Yeah.
No, I don't even sneak it. I just bring it in. Like, I'm going to go in there and say, I got to sneak. I'll be like, yo, this mine. I brought this before I came in here. Like, I ain't got time, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll just go give me a $5 sub or a blimpy or something. Like, I can't even.
I tell you no lie. For the stuff that I bought, if I'd have bought it in the street, I'd have spent $20. No more than $18. Since I bought it in the movie theater, it came up to almost $60.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yo, they turn around rate is so ill. Like, it's like a quadruple. And
don't
then
buy no them big ass. Yeah, like the, what you call it? The, you know, the candy be costing like, oh, forget about it.
Yeah, $5.50. It was $4.50 for the goober. It was $5.50 for the angry bird. I was looking at my little 5-year-old like, and she, you know, you can't tell your baby no. She was just doing my pockets dirty. Daddy, I want this. Then I got
at least she
popcorn.
Wasn't a woman, though.
Look, I got her the little popcorn. She was like, Daddy, what are we doing with the little popcorn? Get the bigger popcorn. I'm looking around like, okay, can you change it to the large popcorn?
That's your daughter, though. She deserves that, man.
Set the bar. You have to set the bar.
Yeah, at least you ain't going on no date trying to win a girl heart.
Oh?
I said, at least you ain't going on no date trying to win a girl heart. She would have broke you.
Oh, no. We have negotiations before we go out.
Nah, I wouldn't.
You sign a contract.
I'm
just
nah, playing. I don't take no girl out to get to know her. I'm going to keep it real.
What?
I just don't. You heard what I said. I don't take no girl out to get to know her. Like, if we get to that level, you can get whatever. But, you know, we're going to kick and get to know each other. I mean, it's different ways you can go about it.
Yeah, let me tell you something. Relationships nowadays is either MySpace love, Twitter love, Medium love, Facebook love, text love. Like, some of these niggas don't even talk to their girlfriends. They just text them all day. They don't even know what their girlfriends sound like. They see her once a week, and then they go back.
I ain't that type of dude, though. Me personally, I'm not even going to say I'm old school. I'm just like, you know, I just try to, you know my shit, man. I'm going to be honest.
I guess if you vibing with her, you vibing with her. If you're not, you're not.
Yeah, she's supposed to be my other half, right? But I'm not trying to win her heart on money. Like, that shit ain't, nah, that ain't going down.
How many other halves do you juggle at a time?
Nah, if I'm with, nah, I don't cheat.
I ain't go about the lie. Look, go ahead, Stevie.
Nah, not even. I don't like lying. That's why I don't cheat. Nah, that's why, listen, that's why I don't cheat. Because I don't like lying. Like, at the end of the day, if I'm single, yo, because if I, you see me with another female, yo, I ain't got time to lie, grown-ass man.
I hear that, brother.
Nah, but if I'm with somebody, because I think, honestly, if I'm with somebody, then I'm looking at you like, you know what? I could see myself marrying you. You know what I'm saying? Because that's like, that's investment. You know what I'm saying? That's like you want a college degree. You
How
want that
you,
bigger
bro?
Picture. I'm 31.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're still young. But,
yeah, I'm
right.
still young. But there's no age on
me. You're married, engaged. How many kids you got?
I ain't got no kids.
Oh.
Okay.
Nah, I'm a hot commodity. I ain't gonna front. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying?
He's a hot commodity.
He sure did. He ain't the only one, though. They really do feel like that.
No, I'm being honest. At the end of the day, I know what I got to offer, number one and number two. Like, yo, I'm not out here like that. Like, that shit whack. Like, I played the game already.
Okay, so you're too old for it now, right?
No, I mean, yeah, on that trip, yeah, I thank God for my health. Like, you know what I'm saying? I had a lot of, I'm gonna front. I had a high number under the count, so, you know, at the end of the day, for me to have my health and, you know, my health and strength and a lot of other factors going on, I'm Gucci, like, you know what I'm saying?
I feel
like
you,
ain't nothing a nigga can tell me about that. Like, that shit is like, nah. But I don't knock nobody because I've been there, done it.
I feel you, Kay. I feel you. I feel you. You know, more power to you.